and honor to all of you in your respectful places today. And we give you honor, all the deacons, all the ministers, all the elders, amen, all the officials in your respectful places. We honor you. We want to give honor to, amen, the co-founder and co-pastor of New Life Temple of Deliverance, to my wife. And we most certainly give honor to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Without him, none of us would be possible. Amen. But I thank God for him being who he is. And I know that our relationship with Christ is personal. It's personal. And we must know him for ourselves. And trust him for ourselves. And believing him for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. I know it's a personal relationship.
Yes, sir.
But I'm to the point now where I not only thank God for what he's done in my life.
Yeah.
But I thank him for what he's doing in the lives of others.
Glory,
amen.
Glory.
Because we can't make it on this journey alone. Amen. Everybody needs somebody. Sometime. Amen. And so I thank God for how he's blessing you. How he's opening doors in your life. How he's ministering to your very needs. Amen. And so with that in mind, can we all just give the Lord a hand clap of praise?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen. As I said, I thank God for the opportunity to come in to share with you and to help celebrate 121 years, amen, of ministry and fellowship.
Yes.
Amen. Of combating the enemy.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Building God's kingdom and destroying Satan's kingdom.
Come on here.
Amen. 121 years.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Some of us can't last 4 or 5 years.
Amen.
Contending and wrestling and dealing with the principality.
My God, my God.
But 121 years. Amen. Chapman Grove have been on the battlefield. And we're excited to be a part of this 121st, amen, celebration. If I want to call your attention to a portion of scripture in the book of John, chapter 15.
Huh? My God.
Verses 1 through 5. 15 chapter of gospel according to St. John.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 1 through 5.
Well,
you found it, say amen.
Amen.
In the King James Version, you will find these words recorded. I am the true vine.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say true.
True.
And my Father is the husbandman.
Yeah.
Verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit.
Uh-huh.
Somebody say more.
More.
Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit on of itself.
Right, right.
Except it abide in the vine.
Yeah.
No more can ye except ye abide in me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 5, I am the vine.
Yes, sir.
And ye are the branches.
Mm-hmm.
He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to try to stay in keeping of the theme of the church for the year. Amen. Connection, branch to the vine. Amen. Intentionally, intelligently, and infinitely. Amen.
Right.
So I want to speak this afternoon from the subject, a true connection.
Come on, sir.
Amen. A true connection. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we stand before thy sight as humble as we know how, realizing that you're the author and finisher of our faith, that we can do nothing without you.
Can't do it, Lord.
But we're confident we can do all things through and by you. So it's our prayer that you would blot out all my transgressions, purge me with hyssop, and create in me a clean heart. Turpentine now my tongue, and set me on hollow with fire, that these your people would see absolutely none of me, but absolutely all of thee. Christ, my Lord and my Redeemer, my heart, my mind, and my soul says, amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
What we need.
What we need.
Is a true connection.
Amen.
Somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise. There are all kinds and all types of connections in life. Amen.
Amen.
If I could, I'd just use the word ties.
Ties.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, we have ties with our family. We have ties with our places of occupation. Our local ministries. We have ties.
Ties.
And prayerfully, we have ties with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Come on, sir.
Amen.
Now, I say that so that we come to understand that all of those ties are different. In fact, many of us are employed at places of occupation that we do not have true ties or connections with. In fact, if someone was to offer us a better opportunity tomorrow,
Lord help.
Amen. By Tuesday morning, our letter of resignation would be turned in.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. And as sad as it may be, this trickles even down into our family time.
My.
Oh, y'all not going to help me. You see, amen, there are a lot of relatives that we are, amen, tied or connected to. Amen. But if we're in public eyes, we will disown them and say that we're, oh, that's a distant cousin. Because everybody got one of them.
Bishop.
One of them cousins, one of them uncles, one of them family members might even be a brother.
Distant.
Hallelujah. That you know when they come, they're going to act out. You know that when they come, they're going to embarrass you. And so when you see them coming, you cut ties with them. Oh, I know I'm right about it. But when it comes to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Sir,
And I want to make myself clear with this, not only with him, but with ministry.
Uh-huh.
Those ties ought not be cut so easily like with your job and your family.
My God, my
Come
God.
Come on, help me somebody.
My God.
See, because, amen, your tie to ministry should be through Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're connected to ministry by any form or any way other than that of the Holy Spirit, amen, you cannot operate properly in ministry.
You're talking good, Bishop. Talking good.
Because the connection with God and the connection with ministry has to be a true connection.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The word true, according to the Webster's Dictionary, is being in accordance with the actual state or conditions. Means conforming to reality, fact and not false. Amen. You see, because a lot of times, amen, especially in ministry, amen, we say that we're connected to a church. We say that we're connected to a ministry. We say that we're connected to, amen, an association. But, amen, in reality, it's simply words, because there's no depth to our connection.
My God.
Amen, because, amen, the real fact of the matter is we're saying we connected, but our actions and our dedication and our commitment and our perseverance does not display a true connection. Well, I know y'all ain't gonna like this kind of preaching. Yeah, our connection to ministry, because it comes through a connection with God, should be, amen, a fact. It should be a reality. It should be a definite source,
my,
of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we preach because we're called by God to preach.
My God.
Because we're connected to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're connected to the move of the Holy Spirit, and we're connected to the vision and, amen, the commission that God has given us to go ye therefore and teach all nations. It is intentional.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all not going to help me.
I see, Reverend.
We're not connected by association. You see, this, that kind of connection reminds me of in-laws.
Lord have mercy.
You see, in-laws,
Jesus,
you're connected to them. But watch this now, I'm trying to bring out a point. Amen. My brother-in-law's brothers are not my brothers. In fact, they're not even my brother-in-laws.
You're just connecting to one.
They are my brother-in-law's brothers.
My God.
You see what I'm saying? I'm connected to my brother-in-law, but I'm not connected to his brothers other than by association.
My God.
Amen. But, amen, when it comes to God and your connection with God, it's not like brother-in-law.
Come on, sir.
But it's like daughter-in-law.
Come on. Lord have mercy.
There's a marriage that has taken place. Amen. And this connection, amen, not only does she become, amen, a member of the family, but she takes on your name.
Glory.
Oh, y'all missed that. That was right on time. And so when we come to Christ, amen, not only do we become a part of the body, amen, but we take on the name.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, bless his name.
And our actions and, amen, our faults and our, amen, imperfections, amen, brings discord and dishonor to the name of Christ.
My God.
And therefore we are intentionally connected. Watch this. This means that we are deliberately connected.
Come on, sir.
Huh? There's no such thing as accidentally being saved.
Right. Right.
Somebody say amen. Salvation and ministry must be deliberate. Your decisions to receive Christ as your Savior and your decision to work in ministry must be a deliberate decision. Notice I said decisions.
Huh?
But not inheritances. Uh-huh. Or not mandates.
Huh?
Now come on. See, because when you make a decision to connect with ministry,
yeah,
that means, amen, you didn't inherit the ministry.
Right.
Amen. You didn't become connected just because your mama or your granddaddy was connected. You didn't just come connected because your best friend is connected. But you made a deliberate decision that as for me and my house,
yes,
I'm going to serve the Lord.
Yes, sir.
It was not a decision based upon mandates.
Huh?
Amen. I know when I was young, and I thank God for it. Amen. My mama made us go to church.
Uh-huh.
Amen. She made us go to church.
Right.
Well, you didn't have no choice. You know, wasn't no if and or buts about it. You were going. Amen. And I remember one time I was best friends with a preacher's son.
Huh?
I remember one time his father had asked me about doing something.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't. He said, why not? I said, I got to go to church.
All right.
And you know, old preacher mentality.
Yeah.
He said, listen here, young man. You ain't got to go to church. He said, you ain't got to do nothing but two things, live and die.
Huh?
He said, you might need to, might ought to, might supposed to, might be going to. But you ain't got to do nothing but live and die. And see, this is what we must know and understand. Serving God and worshiping and, amen, operating in ministry, whether it's ushers, whether it's the deacons, whether it's, amen, in the back kitchen, you must make a deliberate and intentional decision to operate in that field.
Yes, sir.
Because it's not deliberate and intentional, you'll be easily, amen, tossed and driven. You'll be easily shaken up. You'll be easily disrupted. You'll be easily put on the wrong path.
Yes.
Somebody say intention.
Intention.
We must have a made up mind.
Yes.
When it comes to ministry and the Lord. Because Satan will try to detour you.
Yes, he will.
Satan will try to mislead you into believing that, amen, nothing is going to work right for you. And that there's no change that's happened in your life. You begin to point out the faults that you have and, amen, the bad things that are happening around you, your trial and your tribulation, and say, where is your God now? But when you have a made up mind, when you are saved by mind, body, and soul, then God is deeply rooted on the inside of you. And there's nothing Satan can do to destroy you or to turn you away from your vision and from your purpose. And so no matter what Satan do, you have a made up mind. Amen. Amen. And somebody said there's a blessing in pressing on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God blesses those that diligently seek after him.
Yes, sir.
So you must be intentional.
Huh?
And then I think I saw the word intelligently.
Come on, sir.
Your connection, if it's true, it must be an intelligent connection.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And when I say intelligently, I'm not talking about a mindset.
Huh?
Huh? Because we know that the mind is the devil's playground. Amen. And in order to come to God, you must have your mind, what? Renewed. Amen. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
He said, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. So it's not about a mindset.
No.
Okay, when you decide to be connected to ministry, you can have a mind to do it. Amen. But amen, if your spirit is not connected.
That's right.
Amen. The mind will say one thing,
huh?
And the spirit will say something else.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I wish I had it with
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
And so it's not about a mindset. However, it should be well thought out.
Come on, sir.
You see, you must know and understand that when it comes to ministry, it's not always peaches and cream. When it comes to serving God, it's not always pats on the back. When it comes to, amen, fulfilling the will of God and allowing him to manifest in your life, you're not always going to get accolades. Sometimes you'll be ignored. Sometimes you'll be mistreated. Sometimes, amen, folk will, amen, every time you try to go up, folk will try to push you down. And so, amen, you must think out, amen, will I fight until the last drop of blood is left in my body? Will I fight, amen, until I can't fight no more? Will I stay on the battlefield until I die? Think about it.
My God.
Because some folk think it's all about being associated. It's all about titles. It's amazing that we're living in a time now where for many, the sole purpose of ministry is to get something else beside their name.
My God.
We've lost sight of the fact that in spite of all the seminary that you can take,
well,
in spite of all the books you can put in your library, in spite of all the accolades and titles that can come behind your name,
well,
at the end of the day, it doesn't take a bachelor's.
Huh?
It doesn't take a doctor. It doesn't take a PhD to tell somebody who Jesus is. All it takes is the word of God and your knowledge of the word and a made up mind and a determination that everywhere you go, you're going to tell somebody that Jesus lives.
Yes.
That everywhere you go, you're going to tell somebody about a man that hung on Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago and died for our sins. But on the third day got up with all power in his hands. Tell somebody that God loves them, that he died for them, and he comes to deliver them. That in the name of Jesus, there's healing. In the name of Jesus, there's provision. In the name of Jesus, there's deliverance. In the name of Jesus, there's power.
Glory, glory. Glory, God. Glory.
Some folk don't act intelligent.
My God.
Somebody say amen.
My God.
I'm just preaching to myself, Pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Intelligence will tell you that if you know the word of God and you're rooted in the word of God, that when Satan comes to tempt you, to yield not to temptation. For yielding is what?
Sin.
Sin. Right. That's what intelligence tells you. Amen. But we don't tap into our intelligence. We tap into our flesh.
Yes.
And our flesh tells us to give them a piece of our mind. Our flesh tells us to wipe our hands clean of them. Our flesh tells us to have no more dealings with them. Our flesh tells us to oops upside their head. Am I right about it? But that's not intelligent. Because our actions lead back to our last name of the family we married into. Oh, that's how Christians act. I wish I had a witness. And lastly, Our connection, if it's true, it's infinitely. Man, one of the most disappointing things as a minister of the gospel is to see pastors, elders, bishops, pastors fall into the traps of Satan.
Yeah.
And decide at some point they're no longer going to preach the gospel. My heart was broken a couple of months ago while I was in the presence of one of my former elders. And they shared with me. I mentioned something about Christians. I said, well, you know Christians. And this person said, I'm not a Christian.
Lord, help us.
I said, hold on for a minute. I said, you do believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he hung, bled, died, and rose on the third day. She said, his name is not Jesus.
Help us, God.
Then she went on into saying how she had been flamboozled all these years.
My.
Into believing in Christianity. So much to the point where she doesn't even want her family members in her home because they don't believe in what she believes in. I say that to say this. This is a person that I would have banked on.
My God.
Served for me for over 13 years.
Yes.
Superintendent of my Sunday school. But her servanthood wasn't infinitely.
My.
She's now going another way. And I'm telling you, it's not just her, there are many others.
Yeah.
Because of some woman they met on the internet. Or some man that they met on, I'm just saying.
Right.
And now and life as they knew it is no longer. But they want to go back to where they came from.
Jesus.
But I believe there's a word in scripture said only a dog will turn to his own vomit.
Jesus.
And what God has delivered us from, we must have made up minds that we're going to remain delivered. We must guard our minds and our hearts and take captive every thought to maintain a true
connection. Yes, sir.
Yeah. When you have a true connection, you can hear the voice of God. When you have a true connection, you'll sacrifice of yourself. When you have a true connection, you won't be easily misled to turn around, to throw in the towel. Am I preaching to anybody? Amen. You'll fight the fight of a good soldier. Until your race has been won. I would say that through 121 years, there has bound to have been some saints here that have had true connections.
Yes, sir.
Intentionally. Intelligently.
Yeah. Infinitively.
And infinitely.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yeah.
With permission of the pastor.
Bless you, sir.
You stand to your feet.